Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie, and this is Jazz Northwest, our weekly survey of the regional jazz scene. We're in the middle of our fall fun drive here at KNKX, and this is your only opportunity to support this show that brings you news and music from our varied jazz scene from Portland, Oregon to Vancouver, BC. We value your support for this show, and we know that you enjoy the unique music and details about the regional jazz scene you hear each week. For more about how you can be a part of it, please go to KNKX while you listen to today's unique feature. Check it out and donate at knkx.org. You know by now that Tula's is closing. Tonight is the last night. Tula's Restaurant and Jazz Club has been presenting jazz nightly and continuously for the past 26 years. The focus is on resident Northwest jazz groups with occasional touring artists. Tula's has also provided exposure for student musicians to get their first opportunity to play in a real jazz club. Tonight, we'll be listening to a group led by trumpeter Thomas Marriott, who was one of those student musicians years ago, appearing with his brother Dave, the trombonist. Thomas and Dave have frequently led their own groups virtually every month at Tula's, so the Marriotts are indelibly associated with the club. Today, on Jazz Northwest, we're going to feature Thomas Marriott's quintet in its last appearance at Tula's before it closes forever tonight after this sold-out weekend. Here's the Thomas Marriott Quintet. Thomas on trumpet, Rick Mandyke on tenor sax, Tim Kennedy at the piano, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop at the drums, a real Seattle all-star group. And they begin with a tune that was written by Chick Corea, 500 Miles High.
so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I see so many people stuck around for the second set. I really appreciate that. Thank you. You obviously are folks with excellent taste. So the amazing and talented two people standing behind me, and that is Jeff Johnson on the bass. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. And John Bishop on the drums. And let's hear it for Mr. Richard Mandyke on the tenor saxophone and Tim Kennedy at the piano, folks. Incredible folks. Incredible band.
You're listening to the Thomas Marriott Quintet in performance at Tula's during their last engagement there earlier this month. The club closes forever tonight. Thomas Marriott is the trumpet player you're listening to, and Rick Mandyke on tenor sax, Tim Kennedy piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums, and they opened the show with 500 Miles High by Chick Corea. We're in the middle of our fall membership drive here at KNKX, and this is our largest means of support for this radio station. This is listener-supported radio, listener-supported public radio that brings you news, information, jazz, and blues around the clock 365 days a year. This year, our goal is $500,000, and as soon as we reach that goal, the drive is over. The drive ends at $500,000, so please make your gift now. To donate, go to knkx.org. During this time, during Jazz Northwest, that donation tallies as part of our support for this specific program. Jazz Northwest goes on location several times a month and brings you back music recorded on location in performance at jazz clubs, jazz festivals, jazz concerts all around the region. We bring you music from the Art of Jazz concerts at the Seattle Art Museum, from the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra concerts. We also go to Jazzport Townsend every year to bring you music from the Port Townsend Festival, as well as the Ballard Jazz Festival, Earshot Jazz Festival, which is going on this month of October, and many other locations as well. Tula's has been an important part of the mix, and today on the program we're bringing you our last broadcast from Tula's, recorded earlier this month. It's the Thomas Marriott Quintet. This could only happen with your support, and that's the reason why we're asking for your support now. Go to knkx.org and make your donation to support Jazz Northwest and other music programs here on the station. We've been covering the regional jazz scene every weekend since 1988. This program features albums, new CDs by the best resident musicians from Portland to Vancouver, BC, and also includes news about the best places to go for live jazz in the region. And we go on location to concerts, clubs, and jazz festivals to record performances by resident and visiting artists for playback here on Jazz Northwest. These are one-of-a-kind recordings that you'll hear nowhere else. They are entirely unique to this program here on KNKX. Go to knkx.org to pledge your support with a membership at knkx.org. Please do it now. As we go back to Tula's for this final broadcast from the club, featuring the Thomas Marriott Quintet, and opening up this next segment, we'll hear them doing a standard, You Don't Know What Love Is.
Thank you.
That's the Thomas Marriott Quintet playing at Tula's earlier this month. On the 14th of the month, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, with Rick Van Dyke on tenor, Tim Kennedy piano, Jeff Johnson bass, John Bishop on drums, and You Don't Know What Love Is at Tula's. We're sad to say goodbye to this wonderful club. Tonight is the last night. It's a sold-out performance tonight, and it's going to be a great session, I'm sure. The club has been in existence since 1993. It opened, oddly enough, the same year that Loferno's closed, and also Prosito's in Tacoma closed in 1993. But Tula's opened and has been a mainstay on the Seattle jazz scene. We've originated many broadcasts from Tula's because that's the place all the top Northwest jazz players play. And it's been our privilege to bring you music from Tula's here on Jazz Northwest. We're in the middle of the KNKX Fall Membership Drive, and this year our goal is $500,000, and we're making steady progress toward that goal. As soon as we reach it, the membership drive will be over, so please make your gift now. The drive will be all over when we reach that mark. To donate, go to knkx.org. Now, knkx.org. You'll find complete information, very easy to do. You can make a one-time donation, or for even better results, become a sustaining member and have a certain amount donated each year, say $10 a month. You'll hardly notice it, and yet it's a good $120 annual subscription to KNKX. We're dedicated to jazz and blues music here at KNKX. It's getting harder to find jazz and blues on radio stations around the country, but it's the music we love and the music we're dedicated to, supporting and empowering on the air and in the community. Since you're listening to KNKX, there's a good chance you share our feelings. Something you value, something you count on to be part of your day, something you can't imagine being without. And because of this importance that this music holds for you, the KNKX asks for your contribution today. Keep jazz and blues strong and vibrant on the air and in the community, and it takes the support of those who care about it. Go to knkx.org now to make your donation. As soon as we reach that $500,000 goal, we're done with the fall fund drive. So make your donation now, and the sooner we hear from you, the sooner we'll be there. Thanks a lot. I'm Jim Wilkie. This is Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon here on 88.5 KNKX. We've been doing this program for better than 30 years. We have visited many different locations around Puget Sound to bring you live music in performance by some of our greatest resident artists as well as some visitors. Jazz festivals, jazz clubs, jazz concerts, Seattle Art Museum, Art of Jazz Concerts, and Jazzport Townsend, Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, the Ballard Jazz Festival. These are some of the places we visit on this program, Jazz Northwest. Make people aware of the great variety of excellent musicianship around the region. Back to our present concert, which is the last performance by the Thomas Marriott Quintet at Tula's. The club is closing tonight. It has been a hot spot for jazz around the area. Even Wynton Marsalis, when he visited, said, "This is a cool place." Tula's is going to be missed on the scene, that's for sure. Our thanks to you for supporting this program and Tula's and the jazz scene in all its various guises around Puget Sound. Let's get back to the music now at Tula's with Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Rick Van Dyke on tenor, Tim Kennedy at the piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums. And next up is an interesting trip, courtesy of bass player Jeff Johnson. Here's Tom Marriott.
We're going to play something now by Jeff Johnson, and I'm going to pass the mic to him because he's going to let you know what it's all about. So, Jeff, here's where.
It's my honor to introduce this song. I'm of a generation that watched the Voyagers lift off in the 77 and 78, I think, lift off into space. And now those babies are still kicking. They're still moving. They're still out there past our solar system. And they're doing like 48, 49,000 miles a second or an hour. I'm not sure what it is, but it's fast. And I was thinking about that. This is not your Plymouth Voyager. I remember 60,000 miles and that transmission was gone. So these babies have been out there for over 40 years and never been in the shop. So what an accomplishment for mankind, and sending back great pictures of planets that I sort of recognize. This is called Clues.
That was an original piece by bassist Jeff Johnson titled Clues, involving a bit of space travel. It was played by the Thomas Marriott Quintet as the group played its last performance at Tula's. Thanks to owner Mac Waldron, manager Jason Moore, and staff for providing a place for hundreds of hours of live jazz nightly over the past 26 years. I've lost count of how many Jazz Northwest shows we've originated from the club, so we'll just call it countless. Jazz depends on many selfless contributors, musicians, promoters, club owners, and the people who make up the audiences that attend performances. You're part of it because you're listening to Jazz Northwest here on KNKX and supporting this show and other jazz programs on KNKX by donating to our fall drive right now. Go to knkx.org, click on Donate, and fill out a short form for your donation. Make it in memory of Tula's. It's secure, easy, and quick, and you'll know you're doing your part to keep the jazz coming over the air and the internet, as well as live in clubs, concerts, and festivals. Our goal this year is $500,000 in this fall drive, and the drive will be over as soon as we reach that goal. You can make a one-time gift of any amount or become a sustaining member with a small monthly donation that adds up to a significant annual donation to KNKX and the programming you enjoy and depend upon. Go to knkx.org and click on Donate Now to make your donation as we go back to Tula's and Thomas Marriott.
I'm going to play one more song for you. This is an original song of mine. I think of it sort of as a dirge or a march or maybe, as my friend Rick likes to say, a trudge, something like that. But it's lively. It's lively, even though it's kind of a trudge. And I think you'll see why. This one is called Anything Helps. Anything Helps. I think where you might have seen those two words before recently, Anything Helps. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Thomas Marriott Quintet playing their last night at Tula's. The beloved Belltown Jazz Club is closing tonight and has a sellout crowd. That was Thomas's tune titled Anything Helps, which could also serve as a theme for our fall fun drive here at KNKX. That was Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Rick Mandyke on tenor sax, Tim Kennedy was the pianist, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop on drums. Thanks to all the musicians, to Mac Waldron and Jason Moore for hours of great jazz at Tula's. This was a Hatch Cover production. I'm Jim Wilkie with Jazz Northwest. We go on location to clubs, concerts, and festivals many times each year to bring you the sounds of live jazz and enthusiastic audiences. You help make it possible with your support of Jazz Northwest and other shows here on KNKX. You do this by making a donation or becoming a sustaining contributor at knkx.org. Click on the donate button and fill out a short form to do your part, along with hundreds of other KNKX listeners in Western Washington and literally around the world on knkx.org. Our goal for this fall drive is $500,000, and the drive ends when we reach that goal. Help us reach our goal to continue to provide unique programming on KNKX. This is a very special audience that supports this unique radio station, and each listener counts because our major source of support is the individual listeners, like you. Thanks for all you do to make this work. Go to knkx.org and click on Donate to do your part now. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening and supporting Jazz Northwest. We also have a podcast of this program available. You can stream it anytime at jazznw.org or subscribe to the podcast to receive it each week. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR news. 88.5 FM.